Matthew 9, chapter 9, verses 20 and 21. And here again, this sermon here came to me one day this week, and it's a sermon to me. Okay? It's a sermon to me. Maybe it'll touch your lives, but he really spoke to my heart. Matthew 9, 20, 21 said, "Behold, and a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be made whole." And praise the Lord, I'm going to pray right now. So Lord, here we are again, Lord. We're bound here before you this evening, Lord, as we go into your word here tonight, Lord. May you move upon our hearts, Lord, and stir deep within us, Lord, and let your word fill this room, Lord, that we can learn from it and grow from it and be stronger from it, Lord, that it's all from you. I ask you to get this vile body here out of the way, Lord, and may the Holy Spirit produce every word that's mentioned. In these prayers we ask in Christ's name, amen. So the reason I read that, I'm going to start out just the awesomeness of God. We've heard that word a lot here lately. The awesomeness of God. So how awesome is God? Okay, and I should get a lot of amens here tonight. Okay, in Genesis 1, God created everything. Amen. Now everybody agrees with that. Most of the world will agree with that. Not everybody out there is an atheist that's not a Christian. But a lot of good old boys out there, they will agree with that. Again, in Genesis chapter 2, verses 7, he said he's the giver of life. He breathed the breath of life into everybody.
Amen.
Okay? Amen again, right?
Amen.
Awesome. He is awesome. He is beyond a better word than awesome, but I can't think of one. 2 Timothy 3:16 talks about he's the author of the Bible. He says that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Amen again. All powerful. Awesome. Every answer to every question we have, every right for every wrong that there is. Okay? Awesome God. Right. Luke 2:11, "For unto you this day in the city of David is born Jesus. Christ is Christ the Lord." He's the sender of our Savior. Because he knew we couldn't make it. That's an awesome God that he didn't swoop us away. He didn't wipe us out. He gave us an opportunity. He knew we couldn't be good enough. That's an awesome God. That's how much he loves us. That's how great he is that he sent his son. He sent his very own son. He sent us a Savior. And here again, Gospels refer to this. He's the provider of hope. He's the provider of hope. And our hope is Jesus Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. Now, how awesome is a God that does that for us? How awesome is that? That is beyond awesome. He has no equal. I heard somebody say, well, what's the opposite of God? They'd say, well, the devil. Well, no, because to be the opposite, you have to be equal. Okay, so there is no equal. So, like I say, the word awesome is just the best word I can think of. But there's none better than God. Nothing above God. Okay, so here's where I'm going to relate it to my personal life. And hang on just a few more minutes, I might make it. But in my personal life, I have my struggles. Echoing what you were saying this morning. I have my struggles every day. I wish it was over. I think, God, fill me with your spirit. Shove this out of me. I don't want it to be there. I don't like it. I know you don't like it. I don't want it to be there. I want to overcome it. And I was thinking of all this massive power that God has, that God is. I said, give me just a little piece of it, God, and get this out of me. And he pointed me to the hem of his garment. He pointed me to the hem of his garment. How small that is. The size of a mustard seed. I'm thinking, praise the Lord God, thank you. This woman, she crawled out behind Jesus. She crawled out in the street behind Jesus and got on her knees behind him and just got a hold of him. And that's how much power she needed right there was what she touched in the garment of the Son of the all-powerful God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord tonight. And that's all we need. I was thinking, I'm going to be preaching to all Christians tonight, and that's okay. Because we Christians, we need a preaching to once in a while, don't we? And I'm thinking, man, we all recognize how great and powerful God is. All of us do. But sometimes, all we need is just that wee little pinch of His garment to get us through a hard situation. That's all we need, Brian. He's there with us. He'll get us through. But we got to humble down and just get a hold of the hem of that garment. Does anybody here tonight need a little piece of that garment this evening? Woo, man, the Lord's blessed me right now and I'm out of words. I'm out of words. I'll tell you what, this morning when I stood up back here and said it's a great day to be a Christian, the Lord blessed me right then too, till like, hallelujah, Lord, it is a good day to be a Christian. Every day's a good day to be a Christian. I'll think about that. When the world's falling down around us, it's a good day to be a Christian, isn't it? And we can say that with a different emphasis. Man, I'm glad I'm a Christian today. And then on a day like today, when the Lord's moving and stirring our hearts and we get that fuzzy feeling inside, it's a great day to be a Christian, isn't it? Isn't it not? I say praise the Lord this evening. Anybody need a little touch of the garment? Right now would be the time to come and get it. Belinda, you'd come and get a song. I told somebody today I've had too many concussions. I can't think of people's names sometimes. I know their faces. There again. That's all it takes. That's all it takes. Just a pinch of that garment. Right, Dave? That's where we can start. And we can get all the power we need. All the salvation we need. All that God can give us. In that little pinch of that garment. They praise the Lord tonight. I thank the Lord for that piece of garment. Don't you?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.